Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. A mother was overheard talking about her teenage daughter. "Oh, she is very independent. She lives alone in our house." 2 days ago, we celebrated Independence Day. And years ago, in 1776, there were 13 who came together and signed a Declaration of Independence after years and months and days of deliberation, of arguing. They recognized it was time to be independent from the British Empire. And so the Declaration of Independence was signed on July 4th. In this gospel, I believe in the last few verses, when Jesus begins, "Come to me, all you who are weary and are bearing heavy burdens." That whole final few sentences, I believe, is Jesus' declaration of interdependence. Interdependence means we are mutually dependent on one another. That mutually support is given one to another. And yet, it seems, throughout our lives, we want to be independent. We are, in fact, proud of our independence, of what I own, what I do, who I am. I am independently an adult, whatever it is. We are proud and want to be independent. Yet as we grow older, something begins to change. Yesterday I was with a group and I was talking to someone, and he had his cane and he was sad that he couldn't do what he used to do, couldn't go on the trips he used to go on. And I said to him, "It sounds like you're grieving the loss of your independence." And he says, "That's exactly it. I can't be independent like I used to be." And yet, the Christian challenge today is, how do we grow in recognizing the interdependence that we have through baptism of being in God's family? This interdependence is very much something that we need to grow in awareness of. Jesus was one of the most aware people I've noticed in Scripture. He was aware, he was a critical thinker, he seemed to be a teacher of wisdom, and he was an extraordinarily compassionate caregiver. This particular passage that I'm focusing on, "Come to me, all you that are weary and heavy laden," that particular section is found only in Matthew's gospel. We have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Mark is the first gospel, written after the letters of Paul, written and the shortest, based on a couple of things. One of them was the source. We have a name that we give to it, and it's called Q. Q is a variety of sayings and stories about Jesus. So Mark took them and put them together, and we have this very short gospel of Mark that's almost like a traffic report. It's one event after the other. Matthew and Luke build on Mark and use some of Q, and also deal with who they're preaching to, who they're writing to. So Matthew is writing to a Jewish community. Luke is writing to a Gentile community, non-Jews. But Matthew was writing to a Jewish community, using some of Mark, some of Q, and recognizing what his group of people need. And one of the things he was dealing with his Jewish community, was the burden of people trying to follow the law of Moses as perfectly as they could, because that's what the Pharisees taught. You've got to follow the law of Moses. So it was a heavy burden. So what does Jesus say? He says, come to me, all you who are weary and feel these heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble of heart. So we have Jesus saying, come to me. And this other word that jumps out is the word yoke. Take my yoke, because something's going to change if you do that. So a yoke is a wooden frame with two notches, and they go over oxen. So the oxen are shouldered together, interdependent, mutually supportive of one another. And then they go forward. If the person who's made the yoke is a fine craftsman, those two notches fit perfectly on the oxen, and there's no chafing. They are just able to move simply, in fact, tirelessly at times, because the burden is shared. That's Jesus' message to us. Jesus wants to be right next to us, equally yoked. Let's go forward together. Now, to go forward together requires an awareness that you are yoked with someone, namely, you are going through life with God. And Jesus, as I said, was very aware, paid attention, noticed who and what was around him, never forced the issue, moved forward in a gentle and humble way. That's our invitation also. This past week on the news, I noticed that there was this really simple but profound moment that happened in a Walmart. A woman whose husband has lost his job was in the checkout line. She was holding her baby. All the items had gone through, and she was short $17 and some cents. The older woman behind her noticed, was aware, and simply and gently said, I'll take care of the rest. So she paid for the $17 and some cents that this woman needed. The person behind the older woman noticed this whole scene taking place, held up her iPhone, videoed all of it, put it on the internet, and it went viral. People began talking about this older woman's act of gentle generosity. So the person who received the $17 gift was tracked down and was able to say, to the person that helped me, it might not have been a big deal, but for us, it was priceless. It was a simple moment, but the older woman was aware and responded. So in this particular gospel, we hear Jesus saying, I'll help you. I'll help you go through life. I know what you're dealing with. The interdependence of this working depends on all of us noticing one another and being able to respond back and forth as it's our turn to step forward and be a compassionate caregiver. And it will be our turn to receive. And how do we pay it forward? So this gospel invites this joining with Jesus to respond in ministry, often in ways we least expect, and we become a witness for other people, as this particular video went viral. Years ago, I don't know how much of a legend this is, There's a story about a woman whose son she was providing piano lessons for. She was taking her son to have piano lessons, and she thought her son would be inspired if he went and heard a master pianist. So he took her to hear Paderewski. So in this particular city that she lived, Paderewski was going to be doing a concert, a rare concert. So the mother and son go to the concert. They arrive ahead of time. The curtain is closed. People are settling down. They find their seats. They sit down, and she notices several rows ahead of her people that she knows. So the mom gets up and goes down for a little visit. Well, the son gets up, leaves his seat, goes through a door by the stage that says no admittance, walks in, turns and looks, sees a piano under a light, goes to the piano, sits down, begins playing what he knows, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. The curtains draw. The little boy is sitting there playing away. Paderewski gets onto the stage, goes to the boy, leans over and says, "Don't stop playing." Paderewski takes his left hand, goes around the boy, and begins playing the bass to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Then he takes his right hand and starts playing the obbligato to Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. We don't have a recording of that moment. What we do have is an image of beauty. That a master surrounded an infant, someone learning, and supported him. That is an example of interdependence. Because Paderewski couldn't have done this accompaniment without the faltering notes of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. So no matter how faltering our efforts are in reaching out to others, or recognizing as we drive by someone on the freeway who needed help with their tire and we go, "I could have stopped." We are meant to keep learning. That's what the word disciple means. And so we are called day after day, Sunday after Sunday, to recognize the different aspects of the gospel. And today it's to be interdependent. To know that you are yoked with Jesus, that by embracing this relationship, you won't chafe. You have a perfect relationship with God. We're learning how to walk with Jesus. So let yourself be guided as you move forward in life. And know that one of the messages is to not have God say to you, "Oh, she or he is very independent, alone in my house." Let us not be alone in God's house, but interdependent. And then we will be making literally beautiful music for others and be a witness that Jesus will accompany anyone and all of us. Amen.